This is New England Public Radio News. The Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday is scheduled to hear from Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and his accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, over sexual assault allegations. There are two senators from New England on the panel, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut and Vermont's Patrick Leahy, both Democrats. Leahy was also one of two senators from the region on the committee in 1991, when a similar set of hearings took place around the nomination of Justice Clarence Thomas. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier looks back.
Senator Leahy was one of the lead questioners of Thomas, as well as his accuser, Anita Hill. As a former prosecutor, Leahy was charged with asking Hill about some of the more sensitive allegations.
You said that he had described pornographic movies to you. Is that correct?
Yes.
And explicitly described them?
Yes.
And when the Judiciary Committee met the next day, it was Leahy who followed up with Thomas on that particular accusation.
Did you ever have a discussion of pornographic films with Professor Hill?
Absolutely not.
Ever had with any other women?
Senator, I will not get into any discussions that I might have about my personal life or my sex life with any person outside of the workplace. I will categorically say I have not had any such discussions with Professor Hill.
While Leahy was front and center during the hearings, the other senator from New England on the Judiciary Committee, Ted Kennedy, kept mostly quiet. When given the opportunity to question Hill, the Massachusetts Democrat instead offered a broad statement about sexual harassment.
If we are able to make some progress on it, I think history books will show that it's, to a very important extent, it's because of your action.
And Kennedy had even less to say to Thomas.
Judge, we just thank you for coming under extraordinary difficult circumstances.
Several newspapers reported at the time the senator faced criticism about his lack of participation during the Thomas Hill hearings. The Boston Globe editorial board speculated Kennedy remained quiet because of, quote, his reputation as a womanizer. Also around that time, the rape trial of his nephew, William Kennedy Smith, at which the senator ended up testifying. In his memoir many years later, Kennedy blamed procedural rules for his muted participation in the hearings, but did admit he would have been the wrong person to lead the questioning. And for the record, Kennedy and Leahy both voted against the Thomas nomination. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.